Electors demand a security briefing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS radio network. CBS national security correspondent Jeff Pegues says there is clear evidence now that Russia did indeed make a concerted attempt to throw the election to Donald Trump. He spoke with Adam Myers, who works for CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity firm that investigated the hack. And how does he know it was the Russians?
What did you see?
Imagine, you know, somebody breaks into a bank and they use some sort of special saw to cut through the safe. We found that saw as they were using it.
So you caught them in action.
We did.
And the specter of foreign involvement in the election has prompted some members of the Electoral College to sign a letter demanding they be briefed on what the CIA knows before they take their final vote for president on December 19th. I'm not sure what the electors would get out of an intelligence briefing, because whatever Russia may have done, ultimately the only people who really know if the emails had an effect are the voters themselves. So unless the CIA intends to start interviewing individual voters, we'll never know. Which brings us to the really weird thing about the Russian hack.
The hackers also gained access to some Republican files, but that information never became public.
I'm guessing most Democrats think it's horribly unfair for the Russians to have leaked the Democrats' emails and not the Republican ones. But if I may be permitted to speculate, if at some point Vladimir Putin doesn't like the way things are going, we may get to see those after all. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.